relaxing and sleeping with hope. Hear the word of the Lord. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. With the breath of life, man became a living soul. Breath and breathing are important to God. When we want to relax, we breathe slowly and deeply. When you breathe out longer than you breathe in, you will engage your relaxation response, telling your brain it is time to rest. It is time to relax. Take a deep breath in. And take a little longer to exhale than you did to inhale. If you breathe in for a count of three, breathe out for a count of five. If you breathe in for a count of four, breathe out for a count of six. A verse from God's Word. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Your loving Heavenly Father stands over you, smiling at you with gentleness and kindness. He is your shield and your exceedingly great reward. He is faithful and true. Therefore, you can rest and relax in his presence." Hear the word of the Lord. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And hope does not disappoint. The God of hope fills you. Your spirit, soul, and body with all joy and peace. He wants you to be filled with hope such that it affects all of you. This hope from God affects your breathing, so that you breathe deeply. and relax. Take a deep breath in and breathe out slowly, releasing any tension you feel, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. The hope of God affects your eyes so that everything you see with hope. Take a breath in. As you breathe out, begin to relax the muscles of your face. Relax the muscles of your forehead, the muscles around your eyes, nose, mouth, and chin. Try to relax the muscles of your cheeks even more deeply. Hear the word of the Lord. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him for the help of His presence. Take a deep breath in, as God's hope rises up in you, and as you breathe out, focus on relaxing your scalp and mind, letting any thoughts be filled with hope. Concentrate on relaxing the back of your head and your neck muscles. Relax the muscles of your face even deeper, and let the relaxation move onto your lips, relaxing your tongue, teeth, and jaw, settling in the front of your neck as you relax these muscles even deeper. Take a deep breath in and blow it out. With each breath, the hope of God releases any tension in your neck as you focus on relaxing these neck muscles even deeper with each breath. Each time you exhale, feel a deeper relaxation of your neck and shoulder muscles. Hear the word of the Lord. Lord, let your constant love surround us for our hopes are in you alone. as God's hope continues being released in you, your shoulders and back release their tension. As hope flows behind you and above you, specifically relaxing the muscles of your neck, shoulders, and back, all the way to the base of your spine. As you continue to relax even deeper, God's hope goes beneath you and gently raises you up from disappointment and hopelessness as if on eagle's wings. Hear the word of the Lord. You have seen how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. God's hope for you gently raises you above your current circumstances as you wait on Him. Hear the word of the Lord. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Everything God's hope touches relaxes, while also becoming confident, resting in the assurance that God is with you. And God is for you. Rest in God's love for you. Hear Him singing over you. Yes, God sings over you. God sings over you. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exult over you with loud singing. As you understand God's love for you, your love for yourself increases, aligning with God's love for you, a perfect love, which is beyond understanding. Hear the word of the Lord. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies. Our loving Father sees you as beloved, precious, a treasure. Hear the word of the Lord. In vain you get up early and stay up late, working hard to have enough food. Yes, he gives sleep to the one he loves. For he gives to his beloved sleep. As you breathe in, hope fills your lungs and is carried throughout your body. As you breathe out, let go of any tension you feel and release it to God. Hear the word of the Lord. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in perfect peace. God's hope flows into your heart and fills your heart with positive, powerful hope that believes. Hear the word of the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord, your hopeful heart beats calmly and confidently because you are safe and secure and are able to sleep soundly and peacefully as your heart responds to the refreshment of relaxing hope. Hope that endures. Hear the word of the Lord. I always see the Lord near me, and I will not be afraid. With him at my right side. Because of this, my heart will be glad. My words will be joyful, and I will live in hope. God's hope in your heart makes you peaceful about your future. The God of the universe, the Father of mercy, and God of all comfort, who is with you and wants to be with you, will certainly be walking with you in the future through sunshine and rain. Whatever happens, He is with you, celebrating with you, comforting you, advising you. Whatever the situation calls for, but mostly, He's loving you constantly, continuously, full of joy and hope and love for you, releasing His love and hope continuously into you and over you. Hear the word of the Lord. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Oh, He loves you. But that's not all. Your Heavenly Father likes you. He likes to be with you and share moments like this one. When you connect with Him, hear His word for you, and feel this warm love everywhere within you, because God has given us His Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. These are the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope.